Well, it seems real simple, ladies and gentlemen. It's elementary. One is none, and two is one. Because we are preppers in the Perfection Auto Works studio. Great show, Charles. Thank you very much for leading me in with the most intelligent audience in Tucson radio. Thank you for the gift of your valuable time in the show today. It's Labor Day weekend, ladies and gentlemen. You know who I dedicate this. Entire show is dedicated to you in the field, the hard workers out there, plumbers, electricians, roofers, pavers, people that work outside in the sun. And that's not a complete list. I get it. But all you guys that have been out there with me in the field for 30 years, thank you. My hat's off to you. Me at Brush Fires of Freedom and my sponsors all want to say thank you. And I personally would like to say, if you're out there all day long, it's 90% humidity, it's 106 degrees. Hydrate, ladies and gentlemen. Hydrate. Hydrate. Hydrate times three. That would be hydrate cubed. Elementary, they say, ladies and gentlemen. And the only way you can pull it off, if you're actually me and you're watching what's going on, I don't want to bring anybody down. But these continuing acts of evil, it seems to be not good. I've talked about the thin veneer of society coming apart. We look at water systems infected with prescription drugs. We look at nurses handing out prescription drugs in schools. We look at the 63 court decision taking the Bible out of schools. Each of these is a compounding effect that has not been good to the thin veneer of society. And I will always say it, and I ain't backing down. Your personal protection is your personal responsibility. This precious gift from God is mine. Mine to protect, mine to work on, mine to train, and mine to be a prepper, right? I know we're not going to have a hurricane here, guys. You never know what might happen. The guys at Perfection Auto Works are just like me on this little scheme of mine, right? Be a prepper. Be a prepper. Do the prepper check over at Perfection Auto Works. 26-point inspection, or you can go in with a 1776 check. I do when the red truck goes in, top to bottom, side to side, front to back. Get everything checked out. That makes you a prepper. If it goes to hell in a handbasket, ladies and gentlemen, you do not want to be unprepared. Guys at Perfection Auto Works, get it. Talk about the basics a lot. Very basics, right? Belts and hoses, belts and hoses. Belts and hoses, bearings, and, I don't know, brushes in the electric motor that run the fan. Lots of things go on in the car. Many, 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 many systems. In order to work on them, you must be highly skilled and highly trained. Mike and the guys are that. And all that in a bag of chips, as Mike likes to say. Call them at 323-8650. You can check them out live at 1046 North Beverly. There is a huge sign in front of the building. I'll get into that in a minute. It makes it very obvious where they're at. The sign is on private property. I am having a very difficult time with that, but it guides you there. It guides you there so you can do business with Mike and the staff at Perfection Auto Works. My brother from another mother, Tucson's local organic mechanic at perfectionautoworks.com on the interweb. Also brought to you by my way better half, girl I love, Danny, at Biomed LLC, providing those of those hardworking guys out there. Occasionally there's going to be an accident. That's an accident sometimes. People fall off buildings. People have had horrendous accidents in the field I've been in mining, in construction, being in rigging. There are bad accidents, ladies and gentlemen. If the radius and the ulna are both shattered beyond any type of repair, like when I broke my arm a long time ago, I went in and the doctor, he was an MD, just yanked on it and stuck it back together and put a cast on it. Well, if it gets crushed in some horrible machine, it might not be that option. Danny takes care of plates and screws and amniotechnology for guys like me that are having their body degraded from years and years in the field, acting like men that do the work of animals. Find her at biomedllc.org. Also brought to you by my friends right down the thoroughfare. Also, brothers in arms of Brush Fires of Freedom, Joe and Jimmy at Frontier Towing, providing a moral and ethical solution. I continue to say it. It's a broken record. We don't want your car broke down. It's 116 degrees. It gets to be uncomfortable out there. We don't want that. We want you to take care of the basics so they don't have to come and get you. Breakdown maintenance is expensive, ladies and gentlemen. It's the worst kind of maintenance. Breakdown maintenance, been in trucking for 30 years. I mean, you take a V8 Mac and break it on the side of the road in Paris, Texas, or Iran, Texas. Yeah, I know. How many people been to Iran, Texas? I have. Well, if that truck breaks down out in the middle of nowhere, it's a bad day. especially if it's 30 feet wide and nobody can get around you. It's a bad day. Bad day in Chinatown. Guys at Frontier are the guys that have come and got my trucks. They've got our trailers. They've done all kinds of things when I was over at Southwest. They have been taking care of this town for 29 years. Good people. Good people. You can trust the guys. They keep their word. Call them at 748-1100. Find them at frontiertolling.com on the interweb. Also brought to you by John at Web Highway Communications. You can find him on the interweb, webhighwaycommunications.com. He is providing a moral and ethical solution for my internet needs at my house. Very simply put, shot through the air at the greatest of ease, comes into a wireless RF receiver, and somehow, like Mikey TV said, it gets broken into a million parts, it goes through the air, and then it gets reassembled into, I don't know, a million bits, and somehow I'm able to use DuckDuckGo and find things on the interweb that I need to find, and also make my show go, right? Find him at 520-612-6125. If you have a rural concern and you need high-speed internet, that is the guy. John is a trusted partner of Rush Fryers of Freedom, been there a long time. And also, I'll get a little bit better on this. Rush Fryers of Freedom food truck is working, ladies and gentlemen. I brought all the guys, Maurice, John behind the glass, and Charles. I brought one of my innovative food product service items. I guess if you can say that. I don't even know how to call it that. But anyway, I take a hot dog. Imagine this, a bolillo roll, cut the hot dog, cut the trop out, put the hot dog in there, put maple-crusted bacon, put that on there. I made my own smoked chili. I put sauerkraut on it, another flavor profile, right? And then put a little bit of chopped onions, a little bit of mustard on there. It is absolutely beyond the pale. Maurice calls it the not a Sonoran dog. I call it Shay's Rebellion, ladies and gentlemen. We all know Shay's Rebellion, right? One of the first that Jefferson said, occasionally the tree of liberty must be refreshed with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Oh, wow, that's nice. Yeah, I don't have a cough, but I don't know. If I were to touch a button inside the studio, ladies and gentlemen, the whole place would probably erupt in fire. I don't want to touch anything in here. I keep my paws to myself when I'm in the studio. You know what? Let me shorten this. Let me actually do something right for a change and actually get out on time today. 1 September, Anno Domini 2019. It's the first day of September, ladies and gentlemen. You can feel it cooling off. Weather report is this. It's so hot outside, don't take your shoes off and walk across the parking lot. Bad idea. As I found out, and I always tell people, a couple things we don't do. Weld and cook bacon naked. Not a good idea, ladies and gentlemen. It's hot enough outside. Don't go outside and weld in your skivvies. Don't cook bacon naked in your kitchen, even though it'd probably be fun for you and your girlfriend if you got one like me. Probably be fun for a little while until, you know, bad things happen to really good people. This is the place, ladies and gentlemen. I know, I'm bouncing. I got everything all around me. This is the place, ladies and gentlemen. Brush Fryers of Freedom is always going to be the guy that says, I got a really kick-ass girl, right? And without the kick-ass girl, I'm really not a good guy. That's real simple. I'm going to be pretty honest about that through my entire quote-unquote radio career until the point that I get to be a master. I'm still a journeyman, but I'm working on it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm working on it. The girl that supports me, Danny, keeps me from going absolutely bat crap crazy. It's my ground rod, my level. Without that girl, I would not be the guy I am. I love you, Danny. And to all you girls out there that are guys, better halves, that's why we call you our better halves. This one's for you. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 41 seconds. Thanks for tuning back in at 10:30 KVOI The Voice in the Perfection Auto Works studio. That's right, live in the Perfection Auto Works studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, Tucson's continuing solution for live, local, organic radio from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. And we've got a simple code, ladies and gentlemen. It's from 800-plus years ago. It's called the Templar Code. We all remember the Knights Templar, right? Everybody learned that at TUSD, I'm sure. They had a pretty simple code. Stand so tall that God may see thee. Do not lie, even if it means your death. Protect the weak and do no wrong. Seems real simple in the Perfection Auto Works studio. It's just real simple. Four little simple things we can work on. And that little thing reminds me of something. That song reminded me of something. I'm on my way to the studio, right? And like I said, you know, when you go over to Mike's place, you see a big sign on the front of the building. And I'm driving down public roadways, and I'm like, okay, apparently there was some socialist runoff in town, and there's all these signs. And these signs are basically what I call flashcards for, like, I don't want to judge. I'm sorry. I am so close to going off the rails here. But anyway, there's signs all over the place. And it's back when I was a kid, you know, when you saw a sign that had a political type on it, there used to be an idea on the sign. Now it's a picture of someone and a name, kind of like a flashcard. Like they were teaching, like you're talking to a two-year-old. It's a flashcard. You're driving down the road right in the middle of the median. There's a damn sign. Over at the corner, a whole bunch of signs. Of course, now, the reason this comes up, ladies and gentlemen, I need to do my little tax poem. Here's the gig, guys. I talked about this earlier today. My tax poem. I did this a long time ago, but this is a better version. It goes like this. Taxes land and taxes bed and tax the table at which he's fed. Taxes tractor, taxes mule. Teach him taxes are the rule. Taxes work and taxes pay. He works for peanuts anyway. Taxes cow and taxes goat and taxes pants and taxes coat. Taxes ties and taxes shirt. Taxes work and taxes dirt. Taxes tobacco, taxes drink. Tax him if he tries to think. Taxes cigars, taxes beers. If he cries, we'll tax his tears. Taxes car and taxes gas and find other ways to tax his ass. And that would be donkey. I'm not being mean, ladies and gentlemen. Tax all he has, then let him know that you won't be done until he or she has no dough. If he screams and hollers, tax him more. Tax him till he's good and sore. Then tax his coffin, tax his grave, and tax the sod in which he's laid. Put these words upon his tomb that taxes drove him to his or her doom. And when he or she is gone, do not relax. It's time to apply the unconstitutional and completely evil inheritance tax. Lauren, how are you today, young man?
Hey, I always enjoy your title show. It certainly wakes us up. If we're in doldrums, it doesn't last very long. Hey, no doldrums around here.
Not here, buddy.
You hit a hot button topic, signs. Let me correlate that to good old city of Tucson, and the signs on the road supposedly doing road work would suggest Tucson delivers. I go, that's the funniest thing in the world. What are they delivering? Potholes? I mean, yesterday I drove on the absolute worst road, I think, in Tucson that supposedly is paved. I don't know if you call it pavement or a series of thousands and thousands of repair patches. I'd call it Patchwork Highway, that being runway drive, paralleling the freeway.
Lauren,
south from, north, north of Prince. Have you driven on that?
I have. Unfortunately, yeah. I had to do a massive job at they call it the bus barn, right? Think about the ineptness of Tucson civic government, or whatever this is. You think about the inept activities of City of Tucson. Every single bus on the north side of town has to make that left off of Prince Road onto runway and go up there and make a right-hand turn right past the old trash. Well, it used to be recycling, even though we know how that went. They have to make a right-hand turn. And literally, when I was driving a Mack or my Ford pickup or whatever up that road, it's like the wheels would come off the ground. And those are city buses that cost God only knows how much whatever printed money they came up with that idea. Every one of those buses goes up and down that road twice a day. You think about how, inept they would have to be to let that road get in that condition. I know people might say, oh, it's because all the trucks. Well, go fix it. If those are your buses, you're going to increase your maintenance costs by driving the buses on that road, Lauren. So basically, I guess
it could be a new tourist attraction for anti-growth of Tucson. Since we're an anti-growth community, send all the tourists down runway so they can experience what we already know.
It's not just maddening. It's frightening that they have let this go this far and that we're looking at $1 billion in costs to get it back to normal. Well, there's not a... there is. There's $1 billion. I guess they can just keep taxing us into submission every single thing we do until we wake up one day and they put a carbon tax on guys like me and you that actually breathe. And then they go, can we put a gluteus tax on if you're sitting down? Can we put a ped petty tax if you're walking. What? How long have you been here, Lorne?
I've been here since 59, just like Phil Cedar. God rest his soul.
Oh.
God rest Phil Cedar's soul. I don't know if fixing the roads is doable. I actually don't. I'm kind of a pessimist. I don't think it's doable. And so my point was, on Runway Drive, one of the reddish-colored metal signs that says Tucson Delivers.
There you go.
Yep.
It ought to, and they came somehow. They did. I live on a patchwork. I call it patchwork orange. My road is basically bombed out Baghdad freeway or pathway. You know, it looks like
exactly.
It's just garbage. Now they did my little cul-de-sac for some reason, and the cul-de-sac was perfect. I got an idea how I got it done, but they came and they just continue. I mean, they just make the potholes an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches taller than what was 25 years ago used to be the road. So you drive down it in a car with the more performance tires and wheels on it, and not my pickup's got 37-inch tires. It kind of can consume these things, but the girl
consume vehicles. And you know what? You know, here's the on the positive side. Tell Mike Emery's customers to be, just go ahead and beat your truck or car all to hell on runway, and he'll get all sorts of customers.
Oh, absolutely. We talk about front ends and shocks and struts and things that go wrong here because of the condition of the roadway, and it becomes, unfortunately, for the, taxing authority victims in Tucson and Pima County, it becomes not funny to me in that those things have gotten more and more and more and more and more and more expensive. And unfortunately, a set of Monroe shocks is now not made in America. I hate to break anybody's heart on this. A lot of these parts are not the quality that we used to get 30 years ago, and they don't have the lifespan that we got 30 years ago. Then you add in the problems of the road, and you've basically taken those parts and got one quarter of the lifespan out of them, and it's not fair to regular working class people out there that are out working in 115 degrees putting roof tar on, or, you know, God forbid, actually landscaping or doing real, you know, good hard work, you know. And again, Lauren, good hard work. I'm okay with all of it. Oh. Did I lose you?
Yeah, everybody's got to get over to Runway Drive and experience the new version of Roller Coaster.
I like your idea, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I appreciate your call. Keep the faith out there, and on Runway Road, ladies and gentlemen, it's off. If you're just riding down the freeway and you want to have a little experiment and fun, you would exit at Prince Road, take a right. When you get down to the bottom of the hill, there's a light right there. I don't know how this light works. It goes green, and then it goes yellow, and it blinks, and it does things. I have not figured out how they came up with this idea. Probably the same guy that put the Michigan left-hand turn at Grant and Oracle. You might as well call it Detroit left-hand turn. We're in Detroit in the desert. But you take that left, and you go on runway, ladies and gentlemen, and I am telling you what, Lauren's right. It is inside the city of Tucson. It's the worst road, and you can, you know, I did a whole bunch of work there when they took that recycling plant out. I know, recycling, great idea, right? We took that whole plant out of there. It had all the machines that smash and mash and separate and do whatever complex stuff. Damn machines weigh 145,000 pounds. We had to drag out of there like a bunch of chimps on steroids, I should say. And you would see all these buses go up and down the road, and you'd just hear them shaking the windows out. I mean, think of how ridiculous that is. You probably paved that section of road for, I don't know, $250,000 and save yourself hundreds of thousands in maintenance on those great big Neoplan buses that cost the taxpayers $700,000 a piece. I wanted to go into this, ladies and gentlemen, and the little sign thing just beats me up on this. If you think about the city of Tucson and the taxing and the crap that goes on, in the last 100 years, ladies and gentlemen, the reason I do my little tax poem, in the last 100 years, these are new to American citizens. Brand new. Corporate income tax, dog license tax, excise tax, federal income tax, federal unemployment tax, fishing license tax, food license tax. Let's see. Wonder how I'm going to feel about that when I get to tell you about it. A fuel permit tax, gasoline tax at 44.5 cents a gallon, gross receipts tax, hunting license tax, inheritance tax, inventory tax, IRS interest charges and penalties on top of a tax on a tax on a tax on a tax, liquor taxes, luxury taxes. What is luxury, right? Breathing air. I don't know, maybe we could add a few. If you guys call 790-2040, you could add a few. Maybe we could have a urinary usage tax. We could put that. Oh, wait a minute. That's in your sewer tax. Sorry about that. It's down there somewhere. You could have the, I don't know, the you use too much oxygen when you were jogging or riding your bicycle. You know, you're riding your bicycle. You're using more air than the guy over there sitting on the couch. Well, they could have a couch. No offense, John. They could have a couch tax. You know, when you got your butt on the couch, they could tax you for doing that. Oh, let's see. Where did they? Oh, a marriage. Oh, take away the sharp objects. A marriage license tax. Well, of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to the Supreme Court of the United States of America and you talk to John Roberts about it, he would say, oh, no. Oh, he did say it was a tax. Healthcare tax, right? Oh, government care. Romney care. Obamacare. Just call it U.S. government care. Oh, Medicare tax. There you go. Personal property tax. This has got to be my favorite, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know when it happened, and I should do more research on this. This is the one. When they came up with this idea, this great idea to sell me this stupid little black sticker on the back of the red Ford out there. It's a little tiny sticker. It's, of all the things, I don't have my tape measure. Okay, it's 1 3/4 by 1 1/4. This little black sticker. They sell me the sticker, which is a user fee. I'm kind of okay with that. Yeah, Christian anarchist, right? I'm okay with the user fee. But to attach a personal property tax to the red vehicle because it uses the road is violent, it's stealing, and it's government in action. It's brilliant. Oh, and then just regular property tax, which is real property tax. Again, do I believe in that? No. No, it's violent. It's violent. Yes, I understand paying a certain amount of money if we are going to record at the county recorder's office that real property was transferred between the guy that owned it before me and me. Yes, there's a big ledger. Or now, it used to be a microfiche. Used to be that. I get it. $13.50 back in the 50s. To go down to the recorder's office and record what's called a deed of trust transfer. $15. I'm okay. That's a user fee. But to attach $3,600 a year because I need a place to live? Just disgusting. Oh, there you go. This is brilliant. A service charge tax. A tax on a service charge. Yeah, I gotta tax that. Oh, of course, Social Security tax, your road uses taxes, sales taxes, recreational vehicle tax was yet another. It could be a user fee like in Oregon, it's $20. Hey, let's go to Oregon. Oh, this violence. School tax, state income tax. Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Let me slip one in. Sign tax. Sign tax? A sign tax? Okay, let me stop right there before I actually cut my... Oh, wait a minute. Telephone Federal Universal Service Fee Tax. Telephone Federal Excise Tax. Utility. I was just talking to a guy about this today. When I get my damn water bill, and your water bill went up again 10% this month. I went through a boatload of water. I've been doing a lot of washing this month. My normal $36 bill is $90. $90. I literally have to go out in the desert to open the water bill. When I open the water bill, it is literally, there cannot be sharp objects, any kind of hammer, welding hammer. I have to get everything away. Anything I could put my eye out, I have to go out way far away and open it like in a grotto, a small grotto I have by my house where I've got a cactus, a beautiful Palo Verde tree. I have to go out there when I open the bill just so I don't beat myself with something hard. A well permit tax, workers' compensation tax, watercraft registration tax. And this is not a complete list, ladies and gentlemen, because they didn't include what they do to my friends who have businesses in this town in violation of the Fourth Amendment to be secure in your persons, properties, and, I don't know, generally yourself, God forbid. If you want to put a banner up a seasonal and festive banner. This is absolutely ridiculous. A seasonal and festive banner per banner, $6.25. You want to put up a nice little Christmas banner in front of your business, $6.25. Now, if you put up a whole bunch of banners, they're going to give you a break on it. It won't exceed $375 for a banner on your own private. Sorry, I almost thought that was private property. I so much apologize. I take it back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, an applicant shall pay an annual fee of 50% of the original fee. What a great idea. Now, if you come to Tucson, ladies and gentlemen, like Lauren said, we invite someone here. Well, and basically to me, it's like almost everybody that's come to this town says, you fooled me when you brought me here. If you have they have a great deal on a grand opening package. If you want to grand open your big new business, you're going to employ 60 people. You're going to, do a whole bunch of money. You're going to grand open. They're going to make you a deal. If you put the banner up per banner, it's $31.25. Now, if you want to put a pennant up, a pennant that used to say, like, if you went to a baseball game when I was a kid, went to a baseball game, you held up Chicago Cubs pennant. Each pennant per each 10-day period, $62.50. Oh, but ladies and gentlemen, if you put a balloon up, per day, $15.60. Rick, I'm running behind. Let me take a break. I'll get to you, Rick, and maybe you can put some sanity into this complete and utter disgusting mess we live in. I will be back in 2 minutes and 20. I make this about 2 minutes and 54 seconds, Rick, and I will be right back on Brush Fires of Freedom. That's right. Welcome back to Brush Fires of Freedom. Cheaper than therapy, and for now, ladies and gentlemen, listening to the show might not get you put on a list, and they might not come and take your guns against everything we know to be right and true about the United States of America and the republic in which we live. Rick, how are you today? Sorry about that.
Hi, I'm doing well.
Good, sir.
I talk to a lot of people and about property taxes, and I'm astounded that if somebody has some kind of a mortgage and they don't go down and write a check to Chuck Huckleberry twice a year, that they absolutely have no idea what their property taxes are. So it's the compounding of these property taxes that I find really, I don't know, what word can I use? Astronomical, unbelievable, incomprehensible. Because look, if you sell your house next week to a young couple and Chuck decides, because he'll probably be working for another 30 years for Pima County, that I'm not going to raise no more assessments and no more increased rates, nothing. It's going to stay the same, $3,600 a year. Oh. And you say, wow, that's good. And you tell the couple, listen, I'm selling you the house. Chuck says no more property taxes. So your property taxes are just going to be $3,600 a year. And they go, wow, that's great. Okay, how much is the house? I'm going to sell you the house for $300,000. Okay, we'll take it. So now what they don't realize is that their property taxes, $3,600 a year, in the next 30 years, they'll have paid $108,000 in property tax, which is on a $300,000 house, more than 33 1/3% of the value. Do you follow me?
Oh,
$3,600 a year, 30 years, is $108,000. Now, here's what's more mind-boggling is we know that your best friend, Chuck Huckleberry, is not going to stop raising them. They just raised them again. They're raising the assessments.
Yep.
I heard Allie Miller say this.
Yep, they are.
There is no end to it. So you owning a house, and a $300,000 house in Tucson it's a pretty nice house, but it's not a great house.
Not a castle.
Yeah, it's not a castle. It's not a mansion. You know, you go somebody in some, smaller remote county in Texas somewhere they might have 100 acres or 30 acres.
Yep.
And they might have 2,500 square foot. And maybe that's a $300,000 house. But in Tucson, if you live in Sam Hughes, if you're one of these sanctimonious, self-important University of Arizona professors teaching that important subject of transgendered transgendered rights or whatever, what would the degree be? Transgendered studies, and you have your little house in Sam Hughes, and you have your You walk around Sam Hughes, the park there, whatever. What's that park?
Not my bar.
Yeah, Himmel Park. You walk around Himmel Park, and you've got your $65 sunblocker shirt on, and your big hat, and the sunblocking hat. Yeah, I have one of those too, but I'm not some tenured professor teaching transgendered studies for $140,000 a year.
You're so low.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Low. You know, I've gone off the subject.
No.
But the bottom line is that's the property taxes. And here's what I always say whenever we have this discussion, whenever I discuss this or it comes up, you don't own your house. You say it, I say it, and Chuck knows it. Your old buddy Chuck Huckleberry knows it. Chuck owns your house. Because if you skip a payment or two, guess what? Your house is subject to their seizing it, basically, right? You know,
Sold
on the courthouse steps. So listen to this. I go to Iraq for 1 year. I'm in Iraq. Before I leave, I write a check. Long story longer. I write a check to my buddy Chuck Huckleberry. I get the property tax number. I own more than one property. I get the property tax numbers messed up, right? I mix up the property tax numbers. I wrote the same number twice. They didn't apply, right? And the amounts were different because one property is worth more. So they never applied any of that money to the one property, and they just put me in default. So 2 years later, so I come back. I'm gone in Iraq. I had done it on a bill pay then, and so I missed one payment, but I was in arrears for that one payment. So I had gone down there and paid, and then probably about 2 years after that initial payment, I was down there in person, and the clerk looks at me and he says, "You know, there's a lien against your house." I said, "Well, what were you talking about?" And somehow I go back through this mail when I was gone for a year, and I had a friend. He went, you know, once a week or once every 2 weeks, he'd go to my mailbox, pull the mail out, and throw it in my bathtub. So when I got home, I had a bathtub completely full of mail. So somehow I missed it. That they might have sent me some kind of letter saying, "Hey, you know, send you back that check," whatever. Okay. So my house had a lien against it. So in theory, if I had never checked up on this, the lien, and I had to pay all the penalties, and I had to pay the person who bought the lien on my house. But what I learned from that little scenario is I don't own my house.
The tax lien actually got sold on that. And that's an
it got sold on it.
That's a detestable investment vehicle, by the way. Well, that's an investment vehicle.
Right. So my tax lien, so the clerk says to me, I said, "What? Well, I've never heard of this. What are you talking about?" He says that my tax lien was at 6%. And he goes, "You're lucky. That's really low." And I was like, "Well, what are you talking about? I paid this money." "Well, we never cashed the check, blah, blah, blah." Okay, so I don't own my house. Somebody bought my house. I had to pay them 6%. And the bottom line is, if you have a house with $3,600 a year, you're going to pay over $100,000 if there's no more assessments on it. So for that kind of money, sometimes I think, like, what am I doing? Because I have a house. I'll be honest. I may look like I live in a park or something, like a homeless person, but I work. You know, I work for a living.
I know. You're the guy. You're the guy I'm talking about. You're outside every day, dude. I know you're wearing a $90 shirt, but yeah, you're right. When you work look like you're homeless.
I'm looking down at my. I've got my work pants on right now because I'm actually going to go over and when it cools off and I'm going to go do some work for a friend outside in their yard. And I look like I've got patches sewn because my pants have torn. But I've got a $2,000 watch on my wrist, and a $2,000 watch on my wrist, and about $5 in cash in my pocket. But I've got a nice home. I got a nice home, and I pay a lot in property taxes.
So
I'm going to pay $100,000 like you.
You didn't just admit on the air that you're carrying cash in your pocket, right?
It's not even $5. $4 and three quarters.
Okay.
$4.75. Okay. I just looked.
Okay. I was going to say, hey. Let's try and keep ourselves private, ladies and gentlemen. Even though, ladies and gentlemen, I have cash. I have real cash in my pocket. It's my zombie silver. I love my zombie silver.
Zombie silver.
It is the currency of the apocalypse. Zombucks. Yeah. I keep a couple pieces of silver in my pocket just to. God, you know how it is, Rick, when you feel a piece of silver. It's cash.
Yeah, I wonder if I can go down to the county, the county courthouse, and pay Chuck Huckleberry with I've got a couple extra Gerber tools and a Leatherman super tool.
I'm wondering if you could go down there and like the old days when I was a kid and I got in trouble. I wonder if you could go down there and wash Chuck's car, Sharon's car, and all these. Just go down and just like trade labor for taxes, or is it or actually, what do they have? Tax debtors prison,
right?
Tax prison or something like that.
Does Sharon's vehicle need to be washed? Wasn't it already?
It is washed. Correct.
It is washed.
You are correct. Oh.
So I love to bring that up. That Sharon Bronson, the county supervisor, drove her vehicle into a flooded wash, most likely ruined the vehicle, and I don't even think she got a ticket. I don't even think she got a warning. How'd that happen?
You think? Wait. Do you think they? Was there something in school? Did you go to, did the U of A or TUSD, I don't know exactly where you went to primary school, but did TUSD or the U of A put in your mind that they follow the rules that govern us?
I thought that my understanding was that it was equal, just like with James Comey and Hillary Clinton and Andrew McCabe, that the justice is equal for all. Justice is one justice. How does that go? One justice.
It's called equal justice for all. And ladies and gentlemen, the rule of law is the law of rulers. We all know that. Going back to Marcus Aurelius and Caligula. Sorry. I got to take a break, Rick. I appreciate your call. The guys behind the glass couch is laughing so hard he can't stand it. You are, as always, a wonderful guest.
Well, I thank you. It's a great show, and many more shows I hope are to follow.
Oh yeah, we'll be doing this for a long time. Thanks to my wonderful sponsors that we have to always say hi. And Rick, you will be happy. I know you've given me problems, but they have done a wonderful job at KBOI changing up the menu, if I can say that, roster. If I can say whatever, they're gonna move things around, ladies and gentlemen, and we are going to have a change in the weather. I forgot to play that. Mark, is he on the? Let me take a break. Yeah, okay, good job, Mark. I'm sorry, I'm running late, but maybe you've got something also, and you're on time, buddy. Back at in 10:30 KBOI, the Voice in the Perfection Auto Works studio. This is Brush Fryers of Freedom. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 44 seconds. And the revival of everybody at Brush Fryers of Freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, Tucson's trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. Of course, John Paul, George, and Ringo there. You all know that from the White Album way back in the day. I was kind of going back in the day today. Mark, how are you today, young? I got John back there going, whoa, he's moving all over. Mark, how are you today, young man? Welcome to September.
Oh, pretty good. So, yeah. I was just, reviewing some of these LGBTQ plus and whatever, yada, yada, pronouns, friendly pronouns, whatever.
Oh.
It's just unbelievably amazing. By the way, before I forget and run out of time and go into my normal screed, do not send your kids to a TUSD school, period. I had been making exceptions for University High, but even there, they're going to get hit with TUSD crap. So get them out, homeschool them. There are plenty other places they can go that are way better than TUSD.
And that is personally responsible. They're your
That's
kids.
Correct.
And that, I spent a lot of time talking about taking care of the car, but I'll tell you, more important than your car. And I think, and then today I'm probably getting my head ripped off over this. More important than your wife, your children. That is your responsibility, and I am here for the future, ladies and gentlemen. I know that my life is more than halfway over. I just want the future to be different than now, and I'm unfortunately it's going to be different if these people get their way and Bernie comes along and says $81 million and seems to wipe out student debt. Let's just print ourselves into pure utter communism. Go ahead, Mark. Sorry.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway, you started the program off with a song about. Multiplying by twos or doubling.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wish I had known of that song when I was at Tucson High School teaching freshmen, trying to teach them, good science and using mathematics to do such a thing and, STEM stuff and physics and whatever. because when they come in there, they can pretty much do doubling up to about 10. They know what 10 times 10, 10 times 2 is, or double 10. And they know that's 20. And they can figure out that 11 and 12 doubled is 22 and 24. Okay. But pretty much after that, they'll get all messed up. And 15, a lot of them know that 15 twice is 30. But they don't know 16 twice, 17 twice. And so I have to spend lots of time teaching them how to think in doubles and in halves to make their mathematical lives easier, to reduce early and reduce often. And just unbelievable. These are freshmen in high school. And I'm, you know, older students also have trouble with those things as well. Because if you can't double and you can't cut things in half, I don't know what good you are.
Well, you're sure never going to figure out the square root thereof, or what does it mean to cube
correct.
Or square. I mean, and I know these are, to me, these are like seventh grade math, you know, or...
Well, it should be even earlier, yes.
It should be. You know what? You are correct. It was earlier. I was learning axioms and theorems in sixth grade from Mr. Lewis was my math teacher, and I went into sixth grade. I think I was already in first algebra, or it was either pre-algebra or algebra one. Was sixth grade. Sixth grade was pre-algebra. So I was already learning that kind of stuff, you know, the squaring and the square root thereof, which was, I call that the balancing act, right? If you square, then you immediately go to square root. So you can, that they tie together very well. I don't know what TUSD is doing and how. I'm with you. Get your kids out. We got to. I'm. And like I say, Danny just starts like this. When you say that, she's like, yeah, go get a mark. And get, oh, by the way, get your favorite physics teacher out of TUSD too. How about that for good advice?
Well, yeah. I don't know what they're doing now for, you know, my replacement there, but they lost. I won.
Oh, I'm telling you.
So to speak.
Does math have a gender? I got one more call, Mark. Does math have a gender, or is that yes or no?
Oh, well, the new gender for that is X.
Oh.
The X
thing. All right.
So I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It might be C or something like that. But X is now a new gender pronoun.
I don't love it. Sorry. But... But I like
there's Z also. Z.
Z. So, yeah. Z-E. I saw Z-E.
Z and X. Hmm. And there's Ni, like the knights who say Ni. And V.
Oh, it's brilliant. Brilliant. Have a great weekend. Have a wonderful
All
Labor
right.
Day,
Thanks
Mark.
For your show.
I'd like to text you. If you play music, I'd like to talk to you about that sometime. Because I'm right up the street from
All
you.
Right.
And you know I do a little music. Jason, we've got 1 minute, Jason. I am sorry. I've been in here like Chatty Cathy, they call me sometimes. Jason, how are you today? Welcome to Fresh Fires of Freedom.
Doing great. Hey, great show, Sean. Love your show.
Appreciate it, Jason. Are you a Tucson resident?
I am.
Okay.
And, you know, I understand we all have to pay taxes, but why are we giving such discounts to the Historical Association of America, some of these neighborhoods that get their certification and they're paying such discounts on their property taxes? Shouldn't they be paying their fair share? I know that's going to ruffle some feathers.
Well, I'm telling you, those people are probably sponsors, and me and you are just called voters. Very simply put, when you're in politics, you need to know the difference between being a voter and a sponsor. Jason, I appreciate
amen,
your call.
Amen, brother.
Hey, amen to you, man. God bless y'all. Have a great Labor Day weekend. Be safe out there on the roads. Maurice is coming in 5 minutes and 35 seconds. Don't hit, don't steal. God bless every one of you, and we'll see you next week at 1 o'clock. Thank you, John.